The news had come silently and quickly. Johann Sebastian Bach was going blind. But now, as in years before, he turned his thoughts to God and found solace. Occasionally, he would be assisted up the gallery steps to his beloved organ. And once there, he needed no further help, for this was a familiar thing. He would play himself back into the past, when he was Bach, the matchless virtuoso. Occasionally also, he was able to strain his aching eyes once more for a little while, in an effort to set down musical visions that seethed in his head just as beautifully as ever before. That part of him left him last, if it left at all.
The doctor says I have suffered from a light stroke, but now I am recovered. It is only because of my eyes that I must spend part of my time in a darkened room. But here, with my music and my writing, I find peace.
Sebastian, the doctor says...
That I must save my strength, that I mustn't strain my eyes in writing. I know, and I disobey.
If only you'd listen to him.
Would you have me do that? Would you have the thing which I deem most precious taken away from me?
No. No, Sebastian. Write you must. I won't try to stop you any longer.
You're good to me, Anna. You pamper me, and I like it. Look here. I finished the last theme of this fugue. I hope the world will forgive me if I sign my name to it.
Sign your name?
Yeah, yes. See here, I've signed my name in music in this fugue. A musical autograph devised around the notes B-A-C-H. You see, Anna?
Yes, Sebastian.
It's not a bad melody, that. But it's not really finished. I have more work to do on it yet. Remember our days in Weimar, Anna? Remember when I first began to teach you the mysteries of music?
Oh, very well.
For the chorale that we both love best, I want to write new words.
But you're a composer.
Yes, but I've thought of these words, Anna. New words for our favorite melody.
When in the hour of utmost need, have you written better words than those?
No, not better. More appropriate. Here, read them back to me.
Before thy throne I now appear, O Lord. Bow down thy gracious ear to me. And cast not from thy face thy sinful child that sues for grace. They're beautiful, Sebastian.
One wouldn't think so to see you.
Oh, forgive me then. I can't help but cry a little.
Finished. Anna? Anna?
Yes?
Come here. Quickly.
What is it, Sebastian?
This music. My contribution to the hymn book of the church. I finished the hymn, Anna. Will you play it for me?
Oh, I'd rather not. This old clavier here isn't worthy of your music.
Perhaps it's my music that isn't worthy of the instrument.
I'll play it.
Good. Here's the music.
But I can't promise to play it well. Sebastian, Why have you called it Come, Sweet Death?
Why? Because it's the way I feel, and it's appropriate. Now play it, Anna. You're the first to have that honor, you know. Play it well.
I'll try.
I listened to my music in the darkened room, and the song brought tears to my eyes and comfort to my heart. I listened and almost fell asleep.
Yes?
it's only me, Mom. But the rector of the university is here. He wishes to speak with Herr Bach.
Herr Biedermann? Here?
Yes, and he's most impatient.
Tell him to go away. He knows very well that Sebastian is not to have visitors.
Yes, Mom.
No, no, tell Herr Biedermann to come in. I like to see him.
Don't think that he wants to see you, Sebastian. He's got something on his mind.
Then let him get it off. Show Herr Biedermann in, Elsa.
Very well.
Oh, Sebastian, I wish you hadn't. I wish...
Good afternoon, Frau Bock. Sebastian.
Good afternoon, Herr Biedermann.
Sit down, won't you?
I can't stay long, Sebastian. And I know you're not supposed to have visitors. But you are composing, aren't you?
Every minute?
Too much of the time, I'm afraid.
Ah, but it is good for him. He must have something to occupy his mind. Now, what I wanted is this. Beginning next week, our country has its usual 3 days of penance. From morning until night, bells will ring, music will be played. We want you to compose a hymn for the occasion, Herr Bach.
A hymn?
Impossible.
But why? You said yourself he composes.
But he's not well. The doctor has given him strict orders to be quiet. He mustn't be made to work to accomplish something at a certain time.
The answer must be left up to your husband, Anna. What do you say, Sebastian?
I would like nothing better than to do as you say, but Anna is right. I must refuse.
I see. That's all there is to it. Thank you for seeing me, Herr Bach. Good day.
Must you go?
I'm afraid I must. I've got to find someone to write the music. And also someone to take over your place when... Goodbye, Herr Bach.
Goodbye to you, Herr Gottlieb. The room became quiet after Herr Biedermann left. Anna and I shared the same thoughts. Even now, respect was denied me. But no longer was it such a depressing thought as it once had been. Now I cared not for mortal man or what men might think of me. The most important thing was the fact that all my life I had written music to glorify the Lord's name. The Lord have mercy upon me. Bach, the man.
Elsa? Elsa?
Yes, Mom?
Please, call the children and have one of them go for the doctor.
Is he worse?
I don't know. He just sits there as if he were asleep. Please, Elsa, call the children.
Right away, Mom.
Rest, Frau Bach. You must never let him work again.
I tried to keep him from working here, Doctor.
He's not asleep. He's just tired. And who knows what's going on in that mind of his. He lies there thinking. He's not even aware there are others in the room. His blindness has taken him far away to distant worlds.
Before thy throne I now appear. O Lord, bow down thy gracious ear to me, and cast not from thy face thy sinful child that sues for grace. Grant that in peace I close mine eyes, but on the last day bid me arise, and let me see thy face for'er. Amen, amen. Lord, hear my prayer.
Anna? Anna?
Yes, Sebastian, I'm here.
I know. I know.
I'll not leave your side.
But there are others here, too. The doctor, Elsa, and the children. Carl, Elizabeth, Johanna, Christian.
How do you know they're here?
Because I see them.
You see them?
And the vase by the window with the blue flowers and the sky without a cloud. And you, Anna, your face. I see your beloved face again.
Sebastian.
The Lord has heard my music and has approved it in this way. He's given my sight back to me. I can see again.
This I cannot believe.
But it's true. Must I prove it?
No, I believe.
Anna, 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 you're wearing that yellow and brown dress, the one which I never did care for.
You do see.
And today, that yellow and brown dress is the finest you've ever worn.
Oh, Sebastian, my dearest, we do have so much to be thankful for. Your sight was taken away and now it's been given back.
My Lord has been good. I thank him.
What does it mean, Doctor? Can it possibly mean that he is getting better?
No. No, I'm afraid not. The meaning is simple to explain.
What is it?
The Lord has seen fit to give Herr Bach a last look at all whom he holds most dear.
A last look?
Herr Bach, your husband will continue to decline.
Tomorrow, the public penance begins, and as rector of the university, I feel you must know this, Herr Aldnein. Tonight, Bach lies at death's door, and you are to take over his position as cantor at the university. We can't be without musicians, you know. And my one hope is that you, Herr Aldnein, will prove to be a bigger man than Bach was.
Had given me new sight. I had seen Anna and my children, and even if it should be one of the last times, I was thankful for it. I took it to mean that in some small way, my Lord smiled upon the music I'd composed to his glory.
And so we conclude chapter 19 of the life of Johann Sebastian Bach. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with the final chapter of The Life of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Eyes to the blind thou art, O God. Earth I no longer see, yet truthfully my spirit looks to thee.
Johann Sebastian Bach had written his last music. Lying now in his darkened room, he tried with his sightless, smarting eyes to pierce the gloom.
Anna.
Yes, Sebastian.
It's getting dark outside, isn't it?
It's twilight.
The time of day I love best. Stay with me, Anna. Don't leave now.
I won't leave.
Anna, do you hear?
It's only the old water wheel out in the churchyard.
And the clatter of carts along the cobbled street. The world moves on, Anna, even though I'm to leave it.
If it disturbs you, I'll close the window.
No, no. Leave the window open. I want to hear. In the midst of life, there's death. I want to hear.
Very well.
Please, have someone play the clavier in the other room. I like that.
Carl will do it.
Have him play my hymn. Come, sweet death. Have him play that.
Oh, Sebastian, my dearest.
Thank you. Karabach, you must listen to me.
Listen to you, Dr. Leap. No, not now. Sebastian is gone, and no one cares except me.
You mustn't excite yourself like this.
All his life he wrote for the glory of God. All his life people laughed at him, at what he wrote. They laughed, do you hear me?
Yes.
I heard them. I saw them. He wrote beautiful things, but people wouldn't listen. They wouldn't understand.
Yes, no, please, Frau Bach.
And now we are left alone, with nothing but memories. And when I am gone, then no one will even remember what he wrote. Oh, Sebastian, was it worth it?
Leipzig is in its 3 days of penance. Old Bach must be buried as quickly and as quietly as possible.
Quietly? Such a man as he should be honored.
What, that no-account musician? Honored? Ha, no. Everything must be finished as quickly as possible. It must not interfere with the penance.
Frau Bach, you say your name is?
My husband was Johann Sebastian Bach, the musician.
Hmm. And you expect me to give you money for these manuscripts?
I need money. And that's your business?
Musical manuscripts like this are worthless to me. But I'll give you a little for them. But mind you, only a very little.
Dear, have you heard what's happened to Frau Bach?
Thought she was still at the university.
No, Herr Biedermann said he couldn't support her, and neither could the school.
Well, then what's happened to her? Where is she?
The almshouse.
Oh, the poor woman. Dear God, I ask for nothing in this life. I ask no favors, no help. I am past the stage of wanting anything. But please, please let my husband's music live on somehow. Sometime let it be appreciated. That's what I ask. For Sebastian, not for myself. His music is too good to die.
Eight years after entering the almshouse, Anna Bach followed her husband to the grave. Buried in the same graveyard as her husband, Pauper's Row. And the box? It was easy for the world to forget them. Indeed, it's easy to forget one who was hardly remembered in life. But the Lord had heard the prayers of Anna Bach, and he hadn't forgotten. It takes genius to recognize genius. And in the fall of 1820, an 11-year-old little Jewish lad sat at the piano of a harmony class far beyond his years. The city was Berlin, and the music master was speaking.
This work we're going to study next is simply for illustration. A chorale from a forgotten work? Nothing great. It might help in our harmony. Very well. Have you the music, Felix?
I have, sir.
Uh-huh. Then play it for the class. Or is it too difficult for you?
Oh, no, sir. I can play it.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the most beautiful thing I ever heard.
What? Beautiful? This unknown music? You have yet to understand music, my boy.
I don't wish to understand anything more than this.
Hmm. You determined will, my boy. Now, put the music up and play it. We're going to study it merely as an exercise.
Yes, sir.
Now, pupils, just to keep things in order, this exercise was written by a man named Johann Sebastian Bach. And it's taken from his Passion According to St. Matthew.
Master?
Yes, Elix, what is it now?
Who was this Bach?
Who was he? Well, I've no idea. Some sort of musician. Failed in everything he tried. His music proves that. It's good for nothing but an exercise. And I might remind you, Felix, Bach was a Lutheran. You are Jewish. And for a Jewish lad to extol the music of one such as Bach, it's ridiculous.
But, sir, this is good. It's beyond description.
Oh, is it? No.
I think it is.
This music, they say, was written in praise of God. How appropriate for you to like it. Now play, Felix. Play.
That day, after class, the other children in the school took one look at their pianist, Felix Mendelssohn, and cried.
How appropriate! Ah, Felix, you like the music? The little Jew boy raises his voice to the Savior, too!
Felix, my son, what have they done to you?
They laughed at me and called me names. And I'll never go back there again.
All because of this music?
It's good music. They said it wasn't, but I know. It's the most beautiful music ever written in praise of God.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
And someday I'm going to tell the world how good this music is. Someday I'll show them.
You are only 11 years old now, Felix. Oh, it's time for bed. Come along. We'll talk it over in the morning.
The next day, Father Mendelssohn did what he had had in mind to do for some time. He took his boy over to the Lutheran church and had him baptized. And for Felix, the music of the Bach chorale had just begun its work. Years later, when Mendelssohn was 20, he resolved to show the world the music of Bach.
Father, oh, Father, listen.
What is it, Felix?
I started out rehearsing with only 16 voices, and now I have a choir of 400.
400?
And every ticket has been sold out for the first performance.
Good.
Oh, we're going to show them. We're going to show the world just how great a musician Bach was.
The first rendition of Bach's Passion According to St. Matthew was given on March 11th, exactly a century after Bach had presented it to an uninterested public. 1,000 people were turned away from the concert, and after it was over, well, things were different then.
I can't believe it's true what I've heard tonight. Magnificent.
That Bach's one of the greatest composers I've ever listened to. I guess it takes genius to discover genius.
I cried. I couldn't help it. I cried.
It was Mendelssohn's revival of the music of Bach that led to the gradual, yet epoch-making publication of Bach's works. In the centuries since then, Bach's music has been performed and received with great enthusiasm worldwide. And Bach, the man who said, "I write my music for the glory of God," has begun in real earnest to come into his own. And Anna, his wife, if she could be here now, would see that her prayer had been answered. For the Lord moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. Truly, as time passes, genius discovers genius.
Yes, music is the prophet's art. Among the gifts that God hath sent, one of the most magnificent.